Play-by-play man Greg Brown. He is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, if we were having this conversation 25 hours ago, and I said, hey, Greg, I got a crazy idea. Start playing O'Neal Cruz in center field. Would you have told me I was out of my mind?
No.
Even if I said, do it right now. Do it right this second. Don't wait until the offseason. Do it in September. You would have said, that's pretty neat. Let's do it.
Well, it's bold. I'll say that. It's bold. And I've been talking to a lot of people, you know, around the organization because I really don't know how I feel about it, quite honestly. I understand all sides. I wondered when he came up through the big leagues, was he a legitimate shortstop? I've talked to a lot of baseball people over the last couple of years who've watched him, people I really respect, who many have said, you know, he's just long-term, you just can't afford those mistakes.
Yes.
I remember talking to Jim Leland a few years ago. This was even before Cruz, and I'll never forget, because you have got to have a shortstop. If you're going to win, you've got to have a shortstop. You know when that ground ball is hit to him in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs and you're leading by a run, you know that's the third out and you have a win. And that has stuck with me for years. And watching Cruz, I thought, you know, I hope so, but very erratic. So I think, you know, I keep going back and forth. Is now the right time to do it? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
He said no today. How about that?
He said he would have had it done after the season if he had it up to him.
I was not down there for that. I know he was. I'm actually been watching him. I'm watching him right now. Watching him from the get-go earlier this afternoon when he first went out there.
With the jugs machine, right?
Yeah, but now he's taking fly balls during BP. Michael Taylor was out there alongside with him.
Good.
Brock is out there talking to him. Shelton was out there talking to him. Yeah, interesting. I don't know if they do this a lot. I don't watch every BP, but at least for today, they had Reynolds, Brian De La Cruz, O'Neal Cruz, and Billy McKinney all out there taking fly balls. Whether they did that to make O'Neal Cruz feel more comfortable, to be around those guys, and even Reynolds taking fly balls out there in center, I don't know. But they're doing everything they possibly can to make this adjustment as smooth as possible, and they are falling all over themselves to a degree to make sure O'Neal Cruz knows that, you know, they are behind him. This is what's best for him and the organization. And, I didn't realize he said he'd prefer not to. He said, no, I don't want to do it now.
He was asked he would have, if it was left up to him to make this move, he would have rather it happened in the offseason.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, I get that part too. I get the pride factor. So much goes into this thing, and I understand all sides, and I guess we'll find out whether this turns out to be right timing.
Well, just objectively, he was a horrible shortstop. I mean, there's just no way around that. Every data point backs that up. I don't care what the flashy plays say, or the miles per hour throws to first base, or the web gems every once in a while. Whether you go traditional stats or errors, or you go with the advanced stats, Everything says he stinks at it.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I didn't look at the stats, Andrew. But if you were to say, if you would ask me, what kind of a shortstop below average is where I go? Horrible. I don't know, horrible, but below average for sure is where I'd go with that.
Greg, I thought his aggressiveness, over-aggressiveness, because I think he wanted to make plays. When he made a bad play, he wanted to atone for it. The Houston game is obviously the one where the over-aggressiveness really killed them. Do you think that center field, that aggressiveness will serve him better since it's a premium defensive position still, and you really have carte blanche to try to take every ball you can, and if you're coming in on one and an infielder's going out, that's almost always your ball. Do you think that could help him because we know he wants to make the plays?
I do, and I think that the my feeling is right now, just having watched him take the balls off the machine and now off the bat, he looks, I will say, because I reserve judgment. I didn't know whether he's going to be any good or not. At least this is just for today, for watching a couple hours. He looks graceful. I mean, it looks like it's natural for him. Now, I didn't see him, I don't know if you guys have talked about this or not. They tried this experiment at AAA Indy 2 years ago.
Yep.
9 games, and they abandoned that. In fact, I think he ended up getting hurt. And I don't know if that's the reason they abandoned it or whether he just didn't want to do it. I don't know. But that was in right field, I believe. He started right or left. It wasn't center.
It was left.
Okay, it was left field for about 9 games. And so that failed, that experiment, for whatever reason. And so I guess in my mind, I thought, well, did it fail because he didn't want to do it? Or was he no good at it? Well, watching this, and I will tell you quite honestly, when he walked out this afternoon, he didn't, body language was not good. He did not look interested at all. But watching him then take the fly balls, it looked to me from high above that, and then using binoculars, he was graceful. It looked natural. And then I started to wonder, you know, if he's in a ball game, you know, the next few days, whenever he gets out there in center field, and he starts to make some nice defensive plays, he might start to like this a lot. To your point, Chris, that he's going to, he is the quarterback out there, and he will, they will push him to call off everybody, the center fielder, the right fielder and the left fielder, to go after everything. And maybe the more success he has in that regard, and the more guys he uses that arm, because he loves that. He loved being the, you know, the special cutoff guy that they used this year. Yeah. They told him to aggressively go out to, he loved that. He loves to show out that arm.
The arm should play better in the outfield, Greg, for that reason. Of these throws were in the dirt. You can throw a one-hop laser that's relatively on target and it work out a lot better for you.
Greg, I'm just surprised that one of the things they've harped on all year, which is his ankle and the rods that are in there. My God, every time I hear about the rods that are in his ankle, that they feel like all the movement now, they track these things so closely that they think somebody that's come back from what they described as a one-of-a-kind injury is okay to cover all that ground in center field.
Boy, yeah, I don't know about that either, Andrew. I'd have to talk to some more medical experts about it.
Well, you know, they brought that up countless times this year.
Right, and you know, a lot of stuff is spin, too, in sports. I don't know. Were they saying that the shortstop was better for him with the pins, the rods in there, shortstop better, and that now do they admit, you know, actually this is going to be better, there won't be as much of those quick stops in the outfield, you know, he can run freer. I don't know. We'll see about that. Sometimes I think we've talked about this before about injuries. Sometimes those things are used as an excuse for the player. Sometimes it's legit. Don't know the answer to that. I would hope that after now a year of recovery, a full year, and now we're working on 2 years, that won't be an issue anymore. Because the other thing too, I've heard about the rods, the ankle, and that's why maybe he wasn't running. Well, then the very next day, or even that day, you see him sprint from first to third with ease.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of that is legit.
Greg Brown, he'll have the Pirates tonight. Jared Jones back on the mound. That's good to see. And then Paul Skeens will pitch the matinee tomorrow against the Cubs. Greg, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.